It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
It is me. And this is technically episode number 130 of the Carson Show podcast. This is a special edition because I was on WBAP in Dallas. And I interviewed Dana Loesch, nationally syndicated talk show host, blogger, a writer, just a big deal in conservative radio and conservative talk. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But before I do that, it was a great interview about her NRA PSA and the Women's March Against Guns that happened over the weekend. We'll share it, like I said, in just a moment. Got to tell you about my sponsors first and foremost. If you're in the Kansas City area and you have low back pain, shoulder pain, carpal tunnel, neuropathy, hip pain, knee pain, all of these things, and traditional medicine is not working, have you considered chiropractic? You should consider Dr. Alex Nelson. FountainofLifeChiro.com. FountainofLifeChiro.com. They're on North Congress Avenue in Kansas City, the number 816-741-4711. I have had my life changed by chiropractic. If you say that chiropractic doesn't work, it's probably because you've never tried it. Dr. Alex Nelson, FountainofLifeChiro.com. Also, Grass Monsters KC. Grass Monsters KC, 5520 Raytown Road. They do American-made mowers. That's what they sell. And service, they sell Dixie Jobbers made in Indiana, built like a brick excrement house. They sell these incredible Hustler line of mowers. The Fast Track, for instance, with a four-year, 400-hour warranty. The Raptor, unlimited, three-year, no-hour limit. You can get up to a 52-inch cutting deck with that. And some of these, the decks go up to 65 inches. American-made. And they'll take care of you with sales and service. Don't buy one of those mowers chained up outside the big box stores. Go to grassmonsterskc.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mow. Here's my interview with Dana Loesch. Rob Carson's filling in for Rick Roberts on News Talk 820 WBAP. I'm going to tell you, there is no better, bigger guest today on talk radio than Dana Loesch. It's just not even possible. I don't. Elvis could come back. I don't care. We got Dana Loesch on the phone. Hello, Dana Loesch. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Doing well. Man, comparing me to Elvis, that's huge. I'm a huge Elvis fan, so I would be freaking out over that.
So am I. Dana, just real quick, I'm going to tell you. I've been following your meteoric rise from St. Louis to where you are now. I lived in Missouri for 10 years. I'm just so awe-inspired by what you've been able to do. And you're just terrific. I love listening to you. I've been writing for Limbaugh for 25 years. I write comedy. But you are, honestly, you are the preeminent, particularly female, conservative pundit in the country. I really appreciate what you've done.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that. My gosh, I'm going to have to grease my head to get it through a door opening now at this point. My gosh. Well, that's like, I'm going to tape that and use that on my show, just in my intro. Thank you for that. That's really kind of you to say. I appreciate that. I
love what you do, girl. So you have stirred things up. This PSA that you did for the NRA, I thought was artful. It was beautiful. It pointed out the obvious, which is the left rising violently in the country in response to Donald Trump's election. There was nothing about it that I found offensive. You didn't threaten violence. All you did was respond to it and say, we're not going to take it anymore. And now you've got people having a march. Two marches in Washington, D.C. I say it's because the PSA was so effective. What say you?
I agree with you. And I think that their intention is having the opposite effect on me, because I'm just proud that I have a nationwide march against me. I know it's like a really weird thing, but now I can say, I can just like check something off the list. Like, I have a nationwide protest because I condemned violence. And I know it's really racist to condemn violence while you do it in an ad where there are white trust fund socialists behind you actually doing the violence. Yeah. But apparently that's the world we live in now. I thought it was, I mean, if we can't come together on the common ground of it's not okay to burn a building as a substitute for civil disagreement, then I don't know if we're ever going to be able to unify as a country, because if we can't even agree on that much, then that's a problem.
Well, whenever the left, when something is effective, the louder the noise gets. You've got the Antifa saying they would encourage all manner of physical violence against Trump followers. You've got a, I've got a list in front of me of all of the attacks against conservatives since Donald Trump was president, including in Virginia, a baseball practice, a leftist Bernie supporter. I don't think it gets any more nakedly obvious that the left is a violent mob. You saw it with Donald Trump's inauguration. You saw it with this idiotic supposed women's march with women, and pardon the expression, I'm going to say it, pussy hats, and Madonna and other people saying threatening things on stage. This is because it is an overreaction by a group that knows that is intellectually and morally bankrupt.
No, absolutely. And they have no ground on which to stand. I mean, first off, everybody talked about Linda Sarsour calling for a jihad, and she tried to excuse it by citing a hadith, which was also the same hadith that the blind sheik cited in his trial to define jihad as physical violent struggle. And her mentor, Siraj Wahaj, who she praised and was gushing over right before she gave that speech, was sitting in the front row, and he also defines jihad that way. But even more so, this is the same woman who's attacked female genital mutilation survivors, saying that they don't, she told Ayn Hirsi Ali she doesn't deserve to be a woman because she disagreed with Linda Sarsour on jihad. And then you have Tamika Mallory, who's one of the other march organizers, who's BFF with Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, although Al Sharpton supports this march. Louis Farrakhan, who is a notorious anti-Semite, he is a racist, he's a religious terrorist. This guy has called Hitler his words. He's literally said Hitler was a great man. He's a horrible human being. And Tamika Mallory says, it, her words, she said this on Instagram, he's an honorable person. She respects him. She's so happy for what he's done. When you hold these positions and you elevate those people, you no longer have any validity or any credibility or really any right at all whatsoever to try to besmirch or impugn the character of anyone else based upon your political bigotry. And so far, none of these marches as a whole have condemned the associations, not just associations. This is what these women believe. They haven't endorsed any of this. And then, of course, you have Black Lives Matter out there, which was hijacked by Soros outfits. And so it's just a hot mess of narratives that have decided to converge on what they perceive to be as the common boogeyman. But you know, that's not who we are.
Just a real quick aside. What's his name with BLM? I'm trying to remember his name.
Sheree McKesson.
Yes. He said that Planet of the Apes attacked him because there was the main ape. Had a blue vest, and he happens to wear a blue vest. That has, of course, been just the absurdity of his own. Because the main bad ape in the movie series that's been around since before you and I were born wears a blue vest. I'm not sure what's more insulting, that he would think that this multi-hundreds of millions of dollar enterprise would attack DeRay McKesson, or that he's dressed like the main ape in Planet of the Apes. I don't know.
This was one of the craziest things I have ever heard of in my entire life, because it was based on, what was it, like 1968, and they went back and they saw all these old posters and images of these, you know, horrendous costumes, and they were wearing those blue puffy jackets. Who in their right mind looks at that and says, you know what, that's me. How dare they? They're copying me.
You know,
and they make a big thing about it.
It would be like me as a middle-aged man with a blonde wife and a child, a boy and a girl, saying that, you know, Chevy Chase in a Vacation, they copied me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's insane. And who thinks, looks at an animal and is like, that's me. That's me. Oh, you know, they totally ripped me off. What does that say about him and what his self-esteem?
Even Whoopi Goldberg said, are you out of your freaking nut? Are you so narcissistic that you think everything is about you, including the Planet of the Apes movie?
Yes, he totally does. He does. He thinks everything is about him. That's the hallmark of being a grifter, though, of being one of these agitators. I mean, this dude did not even pay attention when he would go to, he was flown by, you know, Soros organizations like Moore, which is the reconstituted Acorn in St. Louis. They flew him out to all these places, and the people who lived in these communities, Rob, were so tired of this dude in his blue vest, they created this hashtag that went viral online called Go Home to Ray, because they were tired of this dude showing up. They would be just, go home to Ray. He's in our neighborhood. Oh, my gosh. The hashtag go home to Ray. He's not welcome anywhere. He only has to, his posse are these agitators, these Soros agitators.
Unbelievable. These self-proclaimed leaders It's remarkable. We're talking to Dana Lash, who is just doing a brilliant thing. You've changed so many things with this PSA for the NRA. What have you heard from Washington, D.C.? I know that one march is happening today. We've got another march this weekend. I used to live in the D.C. area for about a dozen years. What have you heard as far as the response, the women's march against the NRA, even though most women would prefer to have a gun in their household? Right. What have you heard today?
Well, these women prefer to have guns, too, but they paid armed security. So they think that it's more virtuous to outsource their gun, which I think it just makes them cowards and sellouts. Because if you can't even carry your, I mean, if you're outsourcing your gun because you don't want to carry it, you don't deserve to have private security either. If you won't carry a gun, you don't get to pay somebody else to carry your gun for you. So they had armed security. And one dude was carrying so bad, he was pressing pretty hard. They had armed security. They apparently, Tamika Mallory, one of the other organizers decided to get into a car halfway through because, 17 miles in the heat, and they didn't get up early enough to start the march. They're not even halfway there. Like, an hour ago, they only got 5 miles in. Oh, my gosh. So it's not, I don't see how it's going to peter out before they even get to the Department of Justice. But there's not a lot of people there because nobody, it's the dumbest thing ever. We're going to march and protest because you condemned violence that was being done by white trust fund socialists in a video, and we decided that was us.
It is a movement. I have said this about the left for a number of years. It is an intellectually and morally bankrupt movement. This is the ultimate example of it, this is going to be a major faceplant. A lot of people kind of bought into the women's march. This is idiotic. And again, Dana Lash, I say that this is because your PSA was so, so effective. Can I ask you about, real quick, because we only have a few moments, what did that PSA do for the NRA, for the pro-Second Amendment folks? Because I thought it was powerful, and I think it's been empowered more by the backlash from the left.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, that ad came to fruition because we had a number of members who were actually concerned that they felt that there was not enough pushback against what they saw as violent riots being sanctioned and mainstreamed by press coverage. Because didn't it seem like there for a while, almost every night, that there was some sort of violent protest and there was some sort of building burning down and somebody got their car bashed up.
Yeah.
And so members were thinking, okay, why is nobody in the media is saying, oh, this is bad? They're just covering it and sanctioning it like it's real protest. So this actually came from their concerns because they wanted to say something about it. So that's how we talked it out and got this ad together. But they're happy with it. They are thrilled. And then we came out with a second video where I called out the associations of the Women's March organizers. And there are pictures of Tamika Mallory and Louis Farrakhan together and Louis Farrakhan's crazy, insane words. That's who these individuals are. And that's who they run with. And so our members are pleased to see, and we've had a lot of people even sign up for memberships too. They're thrilled because they know the truth. You can fake people out and act like Google doesn't exist, for crying out loud. I mean, everybody can go Google the dude saying Hitler's great and then buddying up with Women's March organizers and Women's March organizers attacking everyone else. And then they want to act as though they're just as pure as the driven and they never say anything wrong. No, I mean, and I was passionate because, yes, you should be passionate in condemning violence. It's violent. I have friends who live in Ferguson, and I know people who had their businesses, their livelihoods burned to the ground because of a lie.
Dana, I'm going to tell you what. You are one of my heroes. I really enjoyed the talk today. If you're ever in St. Louis, I'll buy you some toasted ravioli. All right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Dallas, so I live right here in Dallas, Texas. But yeah,
I know you do.
I'm over in St. Louis. Yeah, I'm right here in Dallas.
All right. I know you're in Dallas. I know you. Thank you. It's been an honor to have you on. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
So
and keep up
on.
The good fight. Keep up the good fight.
Thank
Rob
you.
Carson filling in on News Talk 820 WBAP.
It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
It is me. And this is technically episode number 130 of the Carson Show podcast. This is a special edition because I was on WBAP in Dallas, and I interviewed Dana Lash, nationally syndicated talk show host, blogger, a writer, just a big deal in conservative radio and conservative talk. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But before I do that, it was a great interview about her NRA PSA and the Women's March Against Guns that happened over the weekend. We'll share it, like I said, in just a moment. Got to tell you about my sponsors. First and foremost, if you're in the Kansas City area and you have low back pain, shoulder pain, carpal tunnel neuropathy, hip pain, knee pain, all of these things, and traditional medicine is not working, have you considered chiropractic? You should consider Dr. Alex Nelson. FountainOfLifeChiro.com. FountainOfLifeChiro.com. They're on North Congress Avenue in Kansas City, the number 816-741-4711. I have had my life changed by chiropractic. If you say that chiropractic doesn't work, it's probably because you've never tried it. Dr. Alex Nelson, FountainOfLifeChiro.com. Also, Grass Monsters KC. Grass Monsters KC, 5520 Raytown Road. They do American-made mowers. That's what they sell and service. They sell Dixie Jobbers made in Indiana, built like a brick excrement house. They sell these incredible Hustler line of mowers. The Fast Track, for instance, with a four-year, 400-hour warranty. The Raptor, unlimited, three-year, no-hour limit. You can get up to a 52-inch cutting deck with that. And some of these, the decks go up to 65 inches. American-made. And they'll take care of you with sales and service. Don't buy one of those mowers chained up outside the big box stores. Go to GrassMonstersKC.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mow. Here's my interview with Dana Lasher.